heart of Broadway here in historic downtown Cape Girardeau. It's Mr. One Shot. Ah, fuck. Damn it. No, I'll keep it going. I'm sorry I was cursed. I had this idea.
What?
Well, I had this idea. The way I was going to do the show tonight was I was going to, the intro music was going to be the John Oliver theme. Mm-hmm. And I was going to go, welcome, welcome, welcome. I was going to like completely rip him off and try a really terrible British accent to make people laugh.
I'll take the cursing.
Damn you. I do a great Englishman. Listen to this. Hello.
Okay, boomer. Ding.
One.
We need to keep count.
The tally. keep the tally. It's Mr. 100 and the Five-Star Man here on the Podzilla 1985 Network. It's Nostalgia November. I want you guys to relive all of the better days that have passed you by as you head into the darkness that is the future, which will undoubtedly be worse than anything you've ever experienced.
When the sun swallows us whole and the earth is dead millions of years before that. I actually have a thing. I came up with an idea for it.
What's that?
For the Nostalgia of November. Go, keep going through that.
My name is Shannon Young. I'm Mr. 100. I'm going to be your host for the evening. My co-host, of course, on Mr. 100 the Five-Star Man is the Five-Star Man, Asa Gray.
Yes.
Not with us, not pictured here, Ali Abair, who unfortunately had to work tonight, but she will be on tomorrow and Thursday, so set your clocks. Asa, go.
So, Nostalgia November. I didn't know we were doing Nostalgia November.
About an hour before you got here.
It's mostly going to be like a Thursday thing because like it you guys is. Do it's the
every
Thursday.
But I thought, you know, if we wanted to worm it into other shows, if you wanted to, you could.
Yeah. Which, if it wasn't for all of the things that we have to talk about tomorrow, we could even do like a nostalgia thing. Because that's something I've wanted to do with PWU. Like I've had an idea for would be is to have like a topic of the show. And that's even something like Derek wrote in when we were
a long time ago.
Well, no. I mean, like whenever we were asking about like the format change.
Now that we're not doing the impacts,
like that was one of the things he like because he sent me a message, and that was one of the things like if you had like a discussion topic,
right?
But typically, like even just like the news stories take up the full hour.
I mean, we're not trying to check last week where we talked about Jordan Miles. I mean, we talked about that for like 30
for
minutes.
Like half the show. Yeah. And I feel like tomorrow with all this like the Saudi travel, the mechanical issues, and Ring of Honor.
With the Joey Mercury,
yeah. Like that's going to be the show. Like right. which I haven't looked. I haven't had a chance to really go through a bunch of stuff. But I don't know how much other big stuff has happened. But anyway, like that could be like a what you know something that like things that you're nostalgic for, like acts or performers or
right.
You know trends, anything like that. Like that would be easy to do for a wrestling show. So maybe like if there's a slow week this month, we'll be able to do that. But so for tonight, and I really wish Allie was here for this one because I think. Like this would be easier for her.
How nostalgic can you be for the mid 2000s?
What is something now? Like something that we are enjoying consuming now that you think in 10 years, 20 years we will be nostalgic for?
Making fun of boomers?
Like no, that's timeless.
Oh, okay.
I mean, well, in 20 years they'll all be dead.
That's true.
So, but
what is the age group for boomers again?
I don't remember.
I'm going to look it up. Because I just want to make sure I'm not a boomer before I... And no, I'm almost positive I'm not.
You are absolutely not. Because, no, it's baby boomer. Because I think it's like people born in like the 60s? I think baby boomer is after the greatest generation.
Which, man, my God, imagine going from the greatest generation to boomer.
Imagine being, like, imagine calling yourself the greatest generation.
A person born in the years following World War II when there was a temporary marked increase in the birth rate.
Yeah. So.
Thanks, so, boomers.
I'm pretty sure you're not. I'm pretty sure you are not a boomer.
God, the greatest generation. What a goddamn. Oh, that's what I wanted to call the group. Remember?
Yeah.
Originally, before House 100, I wanted to call it the greatest generation. Mm-hmm. I still like that name.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, what were you going to
say? It could work. So something. So like
things that we'll be nostalgic for in 20 years.
Right. So maybe because
my youth. Me being alive.
Being able to get out of bed without clicking and clacking.
Too late.
Yeah. No joke. No, but, like, something that you can see is, like, because, like, what's something that you're, like, the way you were drinking that NOS is, like, it owes you money.
Oh, my God.
It's like you're trying to waterboard yourself.
I was waterboarding my tonsils. What flavor?
We really need to move to video. No, we don't. That's what I'll be nostalgic when we were audio only.
Remember when people couldn't make fun of the way we looked on the show? Miss those days.
I mean, they can. They just have a looser frame of reference.
Right, now they have to use their imagination.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
kind of like fads, things that is very like current that won't be current someday, but we'll look back on fondly.
Right. And maybe, and like, not to say that like, you know, it's just because something's popular now doesn't mean it won't, you know, have legs.
I can tell you one right now.
Yeah.
Superhero movies.
Like MCU or just.
I think in 20 years, people will look back at this time period and go like, man, remember when comic book movies were like top? Mm-hmm. Because I feel like they can only go so far.
And that's something that I was kind of thinking about. Like, what will there be like? certain things will be in a bubble.
Right.
Like right now, I feel like we are kind of on the bubble of superhero movies because we have been saying like, man, how much longer can MCU keep putting out movies and they still make money and they just keep getting more and more.
Right.
I'm real curious about like the movies coming out of Endgame and Spider-Man because Spider-Man was kind of that epilogue.
Right.
So I'm wondering what this new batch of heroes, especially now if we're moving away from, you know, Iron Man, Captain America, like the big founding ones.
Yeah.
Like those core Avengers.
Right.
Now that we are kind of more into those secondary heroes that, you know.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing of, you know, when Guardians of the Galaxy came out and everyone talked about, oh, here you have the, and even Iron Man originally, you have these heroes that weren't as popular. With Iron Man wasn't as popular, with Guardians was almost unheard of in a lot of circles. And they turned into these massive successes. Can they replicate that with these new guys that are coming in? Like,
is the Eternals going to catch fire?
Right.
Like Guardians of the Galaxy.
I forget the Asian guy, and I forget his name, and I feel so bad about that. I believe he's Chinese.
Shang-Chi?
But I really wonder what kind of like power they're going to have at the box office. Is it one of those things where fans...
It is Shang-Chi.
Will fans continue to go there based on the fact that they're still at the MCU, or because they don't have their familiar faces in it, will they kind of dwindle and sales start to decline? Because I truly believe that they can't keep it up forever. Like all things, nothing that is popular at one point stays popular forever. Everything ends. Look at wrestling. Wrestling has its boom periods and its down periods, but it never stays like on top forever. Eventually something new will come along and people will just kind of move on from it. It's the nature of the beast.
Yeah.
You know?
So I think that's a good answer. Like
that's the first thing that popped into my mind because I thought, what's something that's like so massive today that people will look back on fondly? And it to me, it's definitely superhero movies because I remember growing up when it was, you know, I grew up in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was born in the 80s, grew up in the 90s. And I remember the superhero movies at the time being like the Batman movies from
Tim Burton.
And then you got into like the early MCU movies. Not they weren't even MCU. They were just Marvel products.
Yeah.
Like The Punisher, Blade, stuff like that. And they were really good, but they didn't have that oomph that the MCU has.
Right.
So I think eventually the cycle will complete and it will go back to that where superhero movies will come out, but they'll start to become more of a niche thing again. That's just my opinion. I think they'll always be popular, but I don't think they'll stay the mega blockbusters that they are. I mean, look at Star Wars. Mm-hmm. Star Wars is a great example. Star Wars was insanely popular in the 70s and the 80s, and then it fell off. You know, they didn't do anything with it for a while. That's their fault.
Yeah.
Then the prequels came out, and it was popular again, and then it kind of fell off, and then the new sequels came out, and it seems like they have a better plan now where they're going to keep producing content for it.
That's the difference, though, is now, you know, because what came after the prequels? Clone Wars
Silence?
TV show, and like very, very little, whereas now it's like, okay, we are wrapping up on the core, the third movie in the core Skywalker saga trilogy for like episode 9.
Right.
And yeah, we might have like, okay, so like The Mandalorian is coming out in a week.
A week, and I'm super excited.
The Mandalorian's coming out. Also, we have Jedi Fallen Order coming out on the 15th.
Super excited. Same day as Mandalorian.
Yeah. And then, is it? I thought Disney Plus released on like the 12th or something.
Oh, it is the 12th. Let me look it up. I think it is the 12th. I guess the 12th for that. Yeah, Pokemon is the 15th. That's what I'm thinking.
Pokemon and Jedi Fallen Order come out on the same day.
That's right.
But we also know for sure that Rian Johnson is getting his own trilogy of movies. We know that Obi-Wan is getting his own TV series.
Right.
We knew that D&D, the Game of Thrones guys, they were supposed to have, I don't know if it was a trilogy or supposed to have like movies within the Star Wars universe that fell through. But it looks like, from what I was reading, it sounds like Kathleen Kennedy and Lucasfilms and all them there and Disney, I guess I should say, are going to continue with, they still want to make those products.
Right.
But now it's going to be with someone different. And so instead of having, you know, those two guys be the creative force behind it, they're looking to find someone to replace so that they can tell their Star Wars story. Because I don't know if there was something like a specific story they were wanting them to tell, like a certain time frame or.
See, I thought, and maybe I heard wrong, and Hunter could probably correct me or Cody, but I thought they were, or Heath Hatton, if he's listening. I thought they were doing The Old Republic.
So that they, it was.
Or was it somebody else that was doing The Old Republic?
No, it was rumored that they were going to do the start, like not even The Old Republic, like before that, like the origins of the Jedi.
Ooh, that's scary. Don't do that.
Like that's what they were going for. But was it, is that. Did Disney want to make a trilogy of movies based on the origins of the Jedi? Or did they say, hey, what story in Star Wars do you want to tell? And that's what they wanted to go with.
Right.
So could we see whoever, you know, fills in that their absence? Could they just kind of pick up and be like, oh, Origins of the Jedi, yes, because that would be interesting and I want to do that? Or is it Disney's now actively looking for someone to tell that story specifically?
I think Star Wars is a great example, because I feel like Star Wars will eventually, it won't die, but it will eventually diminish.
Right.
It will diminish. It has to. It depends on how good they are with it, because if they do a great job consistently, then I think it'll stay alive. But I mean,
when do you think they'll start?
They need that time machine. Go back to Empire. Some of my favorite franchises, though, in video games and in movies and television, they just die. Even if they try to keep it alive, it eventually diminishes. Alien, you know, say what you will about Prometheus and Alien Covenant, because I certainly have some things to say about them. But they were both good movies. Like, Prometheus was the worst one only because it had so little to do with Alien. It was almost insulting, but it was still a good movie on its own.
But wasn't Prometheus never marketed? Like, it was never supposed to be an Alien movie. It was its own thing that
had Alien DNA.
Yeah, then plot twist. Oh, it's tied into this universe.
Yeah, so what I remember about Prometheus specifically was they said that it wasn't an Alien film, but it shared the same DNA.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess what they meant by that, because I mean, if you watch Prometheus, my God, the space jockeys are in it. There's carvings on the wall of like the eggs and the xenomorphs. Mm-hmm. Like, it's pretty obvious it's an Alien movie, but they just didn't want to make it an Alien movie.
Right.
So they gave it just enough to keep it in that same universe. And then when Prometheus bombed, they decided, oh, well, let's put some Alien in there. And then they made Alien Covenant, which kind of bridged the two series together. But they were both really good films, like, I thought, from a storyline standpoint. But Alien is more or less a dead franchise right now. Unless, I mean, look at Terminator.
I was actually getting ready to ask you, did you end up seeing that?
No, because money-wise, so Shannon made a boo-boo. And may have screwed up some money, so he's really hoarding it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna see it next Sunday.
Okay.
But Terminator Dark Fate has the best reviews since like Terminator 2. And
which I mean
it also has some of the worst reviews.
I was gonna say IMDb has it sitting at a 6.5.
Which is still the best review since Terminator 2. I think IGN gave it like an 8 point something. And most people I've seen have said it's really good. But then you have that other side that hates it because of the women that are in the movie. Like, it's kind of it's not a women empowerment movie, but the women are the lead. And people take offense to that. You don't put women in my Terminator, apparently.
Right.
Same thing with Ghostbusters. But Terminator had a string of good to okay movies, but they've kept the franchise alive. But Terminator now compared to Terminator during the late 80s, early 90s is nothing. Same thing with Predator. Like, it's everything just kind of dies eventually.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where at least how many times can you go back to, because it's like these are the movies that are trying to recapture that nostalgia.
Yeah.
Of like, hey, remember how badass Terminator was?
Right.
Remember how badass Predator is?
Right.
Like, oh, well, you're going to just kind of keep going back to that instead of...
They're resting on their laurels.
Yeah, instead of, you know, branching out and, you know, it's the same thing of like... I'm curious what like the creative forces between the Halloween reboot that just happened,
right,
where it's, you know, now it's okay. Now it's Halloween and then Halloween, like that's it. That's
Halloween
the only
to
one
Halloween.
That happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of just like, okay, well, what if that was a new IP? It probably wouldn't have been as successful because
they tried that with Halloween, Halloween 3, Season of the Witch. They
see, but even I don't even mean that, because like even that still relied on the Halloween name.
Yeah.
And again, how many times have we talked about that movie on the show? If it was called literally, if it was just called Season of the Witch,
it would have been good.
And it never
it
had
been successful.
People would have loved it.
Right.
But it's because it had that Halloween name and it didn't have Michael Myers. Then
like Prometheus.
Yeah.
Even though it wasn't an Alien movie, it was enough of an Alien movie that everybody got mad that there wasn't more Alien in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm a little surprised and I'm also proud of the MCU in that they are not just sticking with their standard characters and signing these guys to like billion-dollar contracts where they can't leave.
Mm-hmm.
They're ushering in a new era of hero.
I think it's because they know they can't. Like, these movies have kind of they're avoiding it because of just the sheer volume of properties that they have and the sheer volume of properties they're pumping out. But they know that the turnaround on these movies is kind of slow. So... yeah, you sign Robert Downey Jr., and yeah, he ends up doing, what, like 8 movies for you?
Yeah, over the span of how many years?
Yeah, like clearly not Iron Man movies, but his appearances in other movies, even as, you know, cameos, things like that.
Yeah.
But at a certain point, like, okay, Iron Man is 10 years old. These, unfortunately, unlike comic books, like...
These guys get older?
These guys age, and at a certain point, like... And making those movies is hard.
Right.
Like, imagine being... Chris Evans and having to look like that all the time.
Oh yeah. Well, that so.
And it's the same, like Hugh Jackman talking about Wolverine. He's like, yeah, for that scene where he was shirtless and, you know, just like the most in shape human being ever.
Yeah.
He didn't drink water for like 2 days beforehand to be so dehydrated to make him look that vascular.
That's I always had a problem with
also,
the
just real quick.
Oh yeah.
Terminator Dark Fate user score 3.9, Metascore the Metacritic score is at a 54 based off 46 reviews. And apparently it is a bomb.
It didn't do well at the box office. And I'm a little I'm not surprised by it. I'm really not, because
there's too much bad will at this point.
There is. And most of the reviews that I saw, one, they retconned all the other movies.
Again.
They did it in Genesis, and they're doing it again here, where it's like, we'll start over. But this time it had James Cameron attached to it again, so that should have been a boost. But they really heavily focused on three things in the trailers. Linda Hamilton as Sarah Connor, which is badass, by the way. I think that's awesome. The new Terminator girl, I don't know who it is. I wish I could tell you more about her. I don't know the actress or the role very much. And then the new Savior girl. But it's very women-focused, and in a franchise like Terminator, when you don't see big, muscly men throwing each other around buildings, I think it got a backlash immediately. It's like Ghostbusters. People, and there are people that did not watch Ghostbusters and automatically hated it. And even though it was well-received, bombed because of those people.
Right.
And then there are other people that we know that watched it and genuinely didn't like it. And if you watched it and you didn't like it, you have the right to not like it. But to not like something just because it goes against your manly values or whatever,
yeah,
I think that's shitty.
That's awful boomer of you.
Yeah, well, I'm feeling like dropping some booms tonight. Going back to the Chris Evans thing, though, I used to have this real, not hatred, but dislike of, like, the Instagram models and the women. You know that saying of, oh, it must be nice to be look that good and get whatever you want. And it never dawned on me until a couple years ago. So this isn't a new thing for Shannon. I figured this out years ago. But there was a point where I was down on these people. And then I realized what hell it must be for your career to be that you look good and to have to keep that up and like all the hours in the gym watching what you eat, like it's miserable.
Well, and I think there's a difference between people like bodybuilders and people who are legitimately in that great shape and like Instagram models, because a lot of the Instagram model is all very, very heavily photoshopped and edited. And granted, yeah, there's airbrushing and cleanup for a lot of the photos,
everything
for like bodybuilding, like Muscle and Fitness magazine, like they do all the airbrushing and cleaning things up. But the Instagram models, like there's a great subreddit called Instagram Reality of it's just like, okay, here's the picture they posted, and then here's like a candid shot someone took. And it's so different, which part of me is kind of like, all right, well, that's still kind of gross because like it's not really fair to like call people out on that. But at the same time, like if you were presenting yourself as this is 100% true in me, then that's also shady.
Yeah. Are you talking about Ethan from H3H3?
No, I don't know who.
Is that not his name?
I think Ethan Klein. Yeah. I know who that is, but I don't follow any of his content. Oh,
so he did a thing where, and I thought you were a fan of his, so I don't know if you knew about this or not. He did a thing where, and I don't remember her name. Her name was like Trisha Paytas or something like that.
This isn't a thing that I'm like passionate about or know anything about. Literally, as I scroll through far enough into Reddit, I was like, oh, Instagram Reality has cracked r/all.
But this is exactly that, because what he did was he took this girl and showed like her Instagram page on like one of his podcasts or whatever, you know, that they film, and he showed the pictures of her that she presents, and then he showed pictures of her as she is candidly,
right?
And it's so different. She's like, I don't want to say she's unattractive or out of shape, because who am I to pass judgment, but what she showed was clearly different than what she really is
how
off camera.
She lives her life.
And then he took that in a different way and called her fat, you know, and kind of shamed her, and like I didn't agree with that part. And I don't know. The internet's shitty. I hope people will one day be nostalgic for the internet and go, you know, like, remember, no, don't be nostalgic for it. I was going to say, remember when we could just get on and make fun of people? We don't do that anymore, but I don't want people to be nostalgic for that, because then they'll want to go back to it.
It's one thing to like point out. And so do you watch The Good Place?
Oh yeah. Okay. I haven't seen the new season, but yeah.
Okay. So Tahani, the actress who plays Tahani.
Yes.
She's Jamila, Al Jamil.
Yeah. I think so.
Wait, no, I think that's her name in the show. It doesn't matter. But the actress who plays Tahani, like, is on a crusade to kind of like, because it's the people who do, who present those, like, their Instagram selves as their true self. And it's like, hey, if you drink this tea, you can be as skinny as I am.
Look how pretty I am.
After I Photoshop and all of this, like, heavy editing. And it's that kind of mentality, that kind of preys on people's insecurities, that's toxic. And that needs to go away. And those people should be ashamed of themselves.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're touching something up for just, you know, a photo of like, oh, I'm on vacation, this is cool, and you touch something up, like, whatever, who cares?
Yeah.
But so she has, like, she goes all out on, like, people's, at, like, if someone sponsors a tweet and she's like, oh, sweet, is this the new pomegranate flavored super diarrhea tea? I love shitting myself to death so I can lose 3 pounds.
She's one of my personal favorites. I love her. Mm-hmm.
Because, like, and even I think in some of, like, her press photos for The Good Place, like, she refuses to let them Photoshop her.
Yeah, because they airbrush the shit out of people.
Yeah, she, like, so she declined, like, she doesn't let them do any of that. She wants to be.
But at the same time, myself, I know for sure, and I know some other people I'm not going to name because I don't want to put their business on Front Street. But if you take a picture of me, or if I take a picture of me, there's a good chance I might do a little tweaking of, like, lighting or something like that, because it's not that I want to present this fake image of who I am, but I want to be happy with a picture that I see of myself and not immediately hate everything about myself, you know?
It's the okay,
but there's a difference. There's a difference.
So whenever we did the Chaffee show, or when we did the Red Devil's Revenge, and I was ring announcing for the first time, I asked Allie to take, you know, snap a couple pictures for me. And she took a few, and most of them were really good. Like, I put them up on my Twitter, on my Instagram. Like,
but there was one, wasn't there?
It's my profile picture, but there was one
that
it is the perfect angle
for
me to have not been having my photo taken.
Yep.
And I don't blame, it's not like I blame her for it, and, you know, it's, or anything
and
that.
And hopefully don't blame yourself, because no one takes perfect pictures
forever.
It's
hard to look at that and not realize, oh wow, what a fat piece of shit I've let myself become.
I mean, that's,
and it's because it, and again, because, like, and I was like showing, I was scrolling through them, and, like, Audra was with me, and I was like, holy shit, this one's terrible. And she's like, okay, go to the next picture though. And look, that's, like, a totally different person, just because that was at, she's shooting you from below. You're, like, dead on. Like, there's so many factors into why you don't look as good as you do in these other photos. But it's still, it's just that, like, I know the truth. I know what I know what size clothes I used to wear.
When Dalton and I did our match at Super Show, I was trying to figure out an outfit to wear. And I know that sounds weird for wrestling, that I'm like, well, what am I going to wear? But I was trying to figure out what I was going to wear for this match, because I don't have wrestling gear. I'm not a wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to wear something that I could move around in. I didn't want to wear jeans and, like, a t-shirt, right? So I get this hoodie that I've got that I thought looked pretty cool. It's like a sleeveless hoodie, and I had shorts on. And I'm looking in the mirror at home, and I'm like, oh, wow, yeah, I look pretty like built in this. You know, I look pretty good. So I'm going to go with this. And I was super happy with it. I'm looking in the mirror. I'm turning around. I'm like, yeah, this looks good. I'm gonna look dangerous. So then we go out to the ring, and I see the video of it, and I see me walking to the ring, and I'm like, oh, where did I get that giant belly in front of me? Like, where did that come from? I don't remember that in the fucking mirror when I looked at it for an hour. And it makes it where I can't watch myself on camera, because all I will see is every little imperfection.
Mm-hmm.
And being a heel in wrestling means that everyone will point out every little imperfection you have.
Right.
And you have no choice but to just take it. Otherwise, I think it'll drive you to suicide, because people can be vicious. And I don't think they even mean to be. Like, they're not trying to insult you.
Right, because it's part of the show.
It's part of the show. But they just don't. I don't think people realize that people don't like to be pointed out that they're not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some people do. I don't. That's just maybe it's a personal thing. I don't like when people show me every single thing that's wrong with me, because I see it.
Yeah.
Motherfucker. You don't think I don't see it? I see
I'm aware.
It. I'm aware of how
you
I
know
look.
Your socks are dirty.
Yeah. They were clean, though. That's the scary part. What about you? What's something that you think people will look back on and go, I miss that?
I was hoping you'd get distracted.
I was for like 20 minutes, but now we're back.
I don't think mine is, because it's possible to be nostalgic for, I think nostalgia kind of gets, everyone assumes it's because, oh, this was so much better back then, instead of just like, you wouldn't say you're nostalgic for CD players. For like a Walkman.
No, because they were so much more inconvenient.
Well, yeah, but like at the time it was like, this is awesome and I love this and like, and I like having this, and there's something to be said. But now look at record players. Record players have made a huge comeback, and like actual vinyl records, which granted, you know, there's the argument that the sound quality coming off the vinyl is special, blah, 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 whatever, nerd. But
boomer.
I kind of think that home consoles.
Like video game consoles, like Xbox, Nintendo, that kind of stuff.
Like I kind of get the feeling that this is the PS5 Project Scarlet is going to be the last generation of consoles as we know them. I think that we are slowly starting to move towards, if not a streaming service, like something like Google Stadia, everything going pure digital. Like, there will not be a physical market for new released video games anymore. I think that it's going to be if it's not a full streaming service, video games are going to move to almost a primarily subscription service as well.
I agree with that. I don't think it's going to be an all digital thing, as in you buy them digitally and play them, because the Xbox tried that with the SAD edition, mm-hmm. and it was a mistake then, and I think it'll be a mistake in the future. But subscription based,
I think that's where
I think the money's at.
And I think like 2018 or 19, whenever that came out, and then versus 2029, I think high speed internet is going to be way more available. I think it's got like a lot of the hurdles of having an all digital console now. I think we're going to move past a lot of that.
But do you think,
at least I hope so. But
do you think people will ever like willingly give up their physical purchases though?
When they don't have an option, they will.
And that's what I was getting at. Do you think they will take that option away?
Because how many CD stores are there anymore?
One. Tonight's show brought to you by PMac Music.
We have a local CD shop.
Right.
But even like Best Buy has like.
And that's.
Completely cut down if they've not removed CDs entirely.
You just reminded me of the one thing that I think I will be nostalgic for,
mm-hmm.
of physical stores, not mm-hmm. just physical media, like Hastings.
Actually going
to stores. Yeah. Everything is online now, mm-hmm. and I hate that personally. I really hate that.
No,
I know it's more convenient, but...
And granted, like, I don't really go out and... Like, when I go out and browse,
right.
which is not, you know... I wasn't keeping Hastings alive every time. I just spent 45 minutes wandering on the store looking at all the cool stuff I couldn't afford.
I bought stuff sometimes.
Oh, no, I bought stuff when I could, but
right.
like, I'm broke.
Right.
I ain't a boomer. I ain't got that.
They got that boomer money.
Yeah, I don't have that hoarded wealth from...
You can't use that kind of language, you whippersnapper.
Working 20 hours a week to pay for a year of college. So, like, same thing. And, like, Toys R Us, it's like, and prices were... But then at the same time, like, you kind of see... It's like things will happen when you go to a physical store and you're like, yeah, I get this is why. Like GameStop. I don't want to put them on like – I don't want to – you know, I'm not doing this to like publicly shame them. But Dalton and I had pre-ordered all of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, Batman crossover action figures. I did not get a single phone call when those came in. We went last night because I knew that the release date was the 4th. They never called us, but I knew that they had been released.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was the Michelangelo Alfred one. The Donatello Batgirl one, Dalton went to GameStop and they were just on the shelves.
Right, because they had put his order out.
Yeah. And so he was like, hey, you need to get to GameStop to like pick this up because you're like, they didn't call and now they're just selling it. They're selling yours. Like, yours is one of them on the shelf. There wasn't one aside behind. Like, they had to go and grab one off of the shelf to give to me.
Was there some time between the release date and when you went?
No. Well, yes.
And you remember how long it was? And the reason I ask is because GameStop's policy when I worked
there.
Oh, yeah.
They have a policy that if you don't come and pick up
like
your pre-order.
Like 3 days, they put it back out.
But also, their policy is to call you to let you know that your pre-order's there.
Oh, so...
I shouldn't have to, like, keep track of the release dates to make sure the thing that I pre-ordered and have completely paid off doesn't get sold to someone else.
So, I have a GameStop story that, I don't know, it could get me in trouble. I saw this one guy got sued by GameStop recently. Mm-hmm. Or at least not by GameStop, but one of their managers mm-hmm. for, like, saying stuff that, like, almost got him fired.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to say it anyway, because this is the kind of infuriating shit... That talking about pre-orders, there was and I don't remember which game it was, but there was a specific time when I worked at GameStop where we got in all these pre-orders,
mm-hmm.
but the demand was more than the pre-orders we had. So mm-hmm. we had people wanting the game and we were sold out. All of the other games were for pre-order, right?
Right.
The person in charge, I'm not going to say who it was mm-hmm. because I'm not going to do that. They told me, sell through some of the pre-orders, sell pre-ordered copies. And I said, but what if they come in to pick up their copy that they have already paid for? They told me we'll get another shipment in tomorrow. They may have to wait a little bit to get it, but we're not going to lose out on the money that these people want to give us right now
mm-hmm.
because these people might not come in for their pre-orders. They may right. wait a week to come in for
you
their pre-orders.
You might get lucky, yeah.
Which is true, but mm-hmm. at the same time, like, goddamn, well, if I put money down on something,
mm-hmm.
that is a guarantee.
Right.
To me, that was a lie.
That's not a GameStop problem, that's whoever that person was.
Right.
Like, that's on them.
I'm not going to say GameStop told them to do it.
Right.
Because even if they did, which they might have, I don't remember, and I ain't going to spread false information.
Right.
Not my business.
I know for sure GameStop didn't tell the dude in Virginia to try to, like, sell, because I told you about the Borderlands 2 Collector's Edition, the Vault Hunter version or whatever that was it came with the
Claptrap?
Claptrap one, that was 3. With the red chest.
Oh, yeah. The loot box looking
loot
thing.
Loot box edition, I think is what it was. I went, because it was when I first moved to Virginia, I'd put money aside to try to pick this up, but because I was moving, like, from when it was announced to when it released, I would have had to, like, pre-order it in Cape and try to figure out a way to get that transferred to Virginia. And, like, now knowing you and Jesse, you've explained to me how that could have possibly happened, but it would have been a nightmare, and I would have had no idea how to do that back then.
Right.
So the day it came out, that morning, I went to maybe, like, 10 different GameStops in the area and tried to see if they had any extra. Because as soon as I got there, I went around and tried to see if I could pre-order it, but they couldn't. The pre-orders were already closed for it.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to one, and this guy working was like, hey, I know it's a long shot. Do you have any of the, because I was asking if they had any of the loot box edition, or if they had them and someone had pre-ordered it, if they don't pick it up on time, can I, like, give you my number and I will come in and buy it as soon as you're allowed to sell it? And they either didn't have any, they'd already been picked up because, you know, no one's going to put that money down and forget about it. Yeah, because it was, you know, super special collector's edition.
Right.
But I was hopeful.
Right.
And one dude was like, yeah, we got one in. How much are you wanting to pay for it? And I was just like, retail. Oh, yeah, no, I can't help you out, man. It's like, this dude was just going to straight up, like, sell me someone else's pre-order, pocket the extra money that he was going to try to gouge me on. Like, go fuck yourself, dude.
Yeah, that's super. And it's like,
I guarantee you that wasn't a GameStop thing.
No,
like, that wasn't a GameStop mandate. That was just, that dude was shitty.
That's like when before I ever worked at GameStop, and I went in, and it was our friend Lee. I was going to trade movies in, because they took movies at the time. Mm-hmm. And it was a new movie that had come out recently, and I just didn't want it. I think it was Constantine.
Mm-hmm.
And I took it in to trade it, and he was just like, I'll give you this much for it.
Mm-hmm.
Which I was like, whatever, I'll help you out, that's fine. But yeah, sometimes it's a little shady, you know.
Stuff happens.
At least that's relatively harmless. The only people that suffer are the company, and as I get older, I realize how terrible all companies are.
Yeah.
There's
no good guys anymore.
Do you think people will be nostalgic for GameStop in 20 years? Because let's be honest, GameStop is probably on its last legs.
I mean, like, we're nostalgic for Toys R Us.
Yeah, but Toys R Us never had... did Toys R Us have as much of a... what would you say... Not hatred for it, but a bad rep as GameStop does. Because GameStop, even though I personally think GameStop's fine, like, they make mistakes, but I don't think they're this... I don't hate GameStop.
I think it's... I genuinely don't think as many people hate GameStop as you think. It's all, like, it's a meme at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, joking around, like, the Kermit the Frog with the window up, like, seeing GameStop get robbed, but you remember they only offered
you
17 cents for, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, I think it's... I think at this point it's... It's like Nickelback hate. Like, no one actually really hates Nickelback.
Everybody listens to them, but then they talk about how terrible they are.
Yeah,
everyone hates GameStop, but they go there and
all
shop.
The time. Yeah. And it's just like, because I've, for all of the jokes that people make about GameStop and, like, you know, their trading policies, whatever, I don't think I've ever seen anybody legitimately be excited anytime, like, they announce, hey, they had to lay off Game Informer people. Hey, they've had to close stores. Hey, like, stuff like that. Like, I haven't seen anyone.
I've had so many people come through here because we work at Gaming Grounds, obviously. Mm-hmm. Well, I work at Gaming Grounds. You've worked at Gaming Grounds.
Yeah.
I've had so many people come through here and tell me about GameStop's troubles like it's a fucking badge of honor. Like, I should be happy for
like
them.
Like, they're so, like, they're, because, well, and I think the reason, I feel like if you worked literally anywhere else.
It wouldn't be that way.
It's just that they assume that you and, like, Gaming Grounds and GameStop are at war.
Which we're not.
And so when GameStop suffers, that's a victory to you.
It's absolutely
when in
not.
Reality, no, you guys have, like, a work, you have your own, like, working relationship. Or,
off the table, off the books, because legally we can't.
Yeah.
But yeah, so when people come in and they tell me, one, oh, GameStop's going out of business, that's cool. Yeah, fuck them.
Mm-hmm.
Or... I'll never go back to GameStop.
Yeah, maybe I'm not around it as much, but
I hear it all the time. And it, like, I can't say what I want to say, which is fuck you. Because, like, anytime people suffer,
yeah,
that's not, because I don't like that.
Yeah, it's not the people who are on top that are suffering. It's going right. to be the people who, like, I don't have, like, other than my annoyance at, like, them not calling me for my pre-order, like, I don't have any ill will to anybody that works at GameStop. Like, nope. I like the people, like, anytime I go in there, everyone is always super friendly.
Yeah.
Everyone is always super, like, helpful. They, like, I would probably have not gotten my Switch as soon as I did if they hadn't helped me out like they did.
Yeah, and I
know. And there's, like, there's people that are still there that were there when I got my Switch that I, like, recognize. And,
yeah.
Like, I like the people there. It's just like, ah, okay. Like, there's certain things that when you look at it, it's just like, ah, this is a bummer.
Yeah.
Like, I want GameStop to be successful. I wanted Hastings to be successful. I wanted Toys R Us to be successful. Because these are my interests. I just don't
have
the... I
miss Hastings so much.
I don't have the capital to be able to just go in and drop, like...
That's why, you know, certain somebody... Oh, I won't name. Whenever you tell them a certain price for a certain company and they just go, oh, is that it? I think, boy, I wish I had that much money to just throw around.
Yeah, no joke.
If someone told me, like, hey, here's this. I wish I could go out and just see something like the Xbox Elite controller mm-hmm. or something. And it's like $200, $300 and not sweat thinking, how can I get this? Like the turtle cabinet.
Yeah.
I had to hustle to get that turtle cabinet. I sold a bunch of my like collectibles. Mm-hmm. I made sacrifices to get it. I wish I could just go out and go, yeah, what the hell?
Oh, that's cool.
Throw it on the card.
Yeah.
You know?
This turtle,
I'm nostalgic for that.
like having money.
Having money, yeah.
I can't be nostalgic for something that was never there.
can't shake hands with a ghost.
the turtle, these turtle pre-orders, they're 50 a piece. So I've literally been like, but they announced them so far ahead of time. I've literally every paycheck that I get, I've taken money out and put it towards that pre-order.
Smart.
So like every day on payday, I go and I put like however much it was that I was putting on each one.
Right.
So by the time I'm ready to pick them up, they're already paid off because it's like I can just, but if it was one of those things where, oh, hey, like if they weren't available for pre-order.
If it just come out.
If they had just come up and they were $50 a piece, I wouldn't have bought a single one because it's like, okay, certain pay periods, like I might have had that extra 50
right.
that I could spend. But that doesn't mean that I'd have that 50 when the next one released because they're right. staggered releases. They come out. They're like one a month that have been coming out.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that I'm going to always have that extra $50. And if I miss one, so I have like three of the turtles but not all four,
You just throw them the rest away.
Exactly.
What's the
like
point?
I would just burn them because they can't do it.
Yeah.
Too itchy.
I would love to. And that's the dream. Everyone talks about like their dream being rich. My dream is to just be well off enough that I can buy whatever I want realistically, not mm-hmm. like go nuts and buy everything. Mm-hmm. But if I was in GameStop and I don't have any of them and I saw that Leonardo set with Leonardo and Batman, right?
Yeah, it's Leonardo, Batman. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
I was going to run through all of them.
But I could just see that and go, oh, we were there over the weekend and Allie showed me they had this Fallout pop. Fallout, mm-hmm. I think 76 or 4. It's the Nuka girl. Mm-hmm. And it looked really cool. And she's showing it to me. And I'm like, I would love to have that. But it's $12. And right now, I don't have $12 money.
It's like that $12 it needs to go somewhere else.
Right.
And we are super fortunate because like... We have jobs. We have steady income. We really.
I get what I want if I want it.
Yeah, there's. We have enough that you know we're not anything like super important.
Right.
Like regularly, you know, we're not really stressing about rent or for the most part, because you've had a lot of like unexpected expenses come up.
That's what happened
and
this week.
Yeah,
yeah.
And like same thing with like Dalton. Like right. Dalton, like he was like, oh cool, I can treat myself to this thing. Oh, by the way, my alternator goes out and now everything is screwed and now here's another new payment plan yeah. that I have to adjust.
It's
for.
The RNG problems when random happens and you're like, well,
and
glad I spent that money.
And the cool part about the random problems is that they never go the other way.
No.
Monopoly fucking lied to me.
Yeah.
There's never been a bank error in my favor
no.
that
and
I've got to
was,
keep.
Yeah, if there was a bank error in your favor, the bank would call you and say, return our money.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they like, don't no. just give you the money and go, well, you got us this time, Ace
yeah,
and Gray.
No. So it's like, so I'm super lucky. Like I have a good enough job that like the new apartment I'm trying to like, I need to budget for it. Like I need to redo my budget because my expenses have gone up significantly in this move.
Yeah.
So I have to be a lot more careful with just like impulse buy stuff because I would be kind of like that. And then it would be like, ooh, I don't get paid for another like 4 days and I'm sitting a little rough, but I only get that way because I've already paid off all my bills.
Yeah.
It's the, okay, well, there's going to be some ramen and PB&J in my future for the next couple of days.
That's what happened with me on this was I budget out every month now.
Mm-hmm.
And I budgeted out last month where we had an entire paycheck was free at the end of the month.
We get one of those every once in a while, except the way that I budget my stuff, like, I don't actually get that extra paycheck for, like, another month sometimes.
And it might have been smarter if I'd done that because I was so short. So I spent that money on a car.
Mm-hmm. Which is it's not like you went out and bought, like, a new system or, you know, computer or something like that. It was,
actually,
this was something you needed.
Here's how it went. Because, and this is either going to make everybody go, aw, or you moron.
Why not both?
The most important, I love Halloween, but the most important holiday to me in the year is Christmas. Mm-hmm. And it's important to me because I love buying gifts for the people I love.
I bought my first Christmas present last night.
I have already.
The year, not like my first Christmas present ever. No. I've never bought a Christmas present.
Screw everybody.
30 years in, I've decided they got me.
No, I every year I try to do the best I can. And this year, money is exceptionally tight because of the move and all that. And we are paying more for our new apartment. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to pay off these bills. You know, we're trying to get in shape. So this free paycheck, I'd been looking forward to it because I'm like, this is $700. This is all Christmas money. I'm going to go out and buy Lindsay gifts. I'm going to buy Allie gifts. I'm going to get stuff for everybody. Mm-hmm. This is going to be my save. This is my Christmas miracle, right? And then my fucking car breaks. Mm-hmm. So now I'm absolutely depressed because I wanted to buy Christmas gifts for people. And now I can't because I have to put this entire paycheck plus some mm-hmm. toward a car. So I got super depressed about it. Allie saw how depressed I was. She told me, I will pay some of the car if you'll pay me back after the new year, and that way you can use that money for Christmas. And I took the deal. I didn't want to because I hate when Allie gives me money. I hate it.
I hate when anybody like helps
Same.
Me out.
I don't want
when that. When you guys got me that PS4, like as a collective, that you know it was fine. I was so happy, angry.
Oh, so. As a side note, when Allie saw that I got the turtle cabinet, she got mad. She was like, she was going to pull the same shit where she was going to go to you guys and try to pull money to get it for me. Mm-hmm. And I laughed in her face. I was like, you think they're going to give you money to buy me a Ninja Turtle arcade cabinet? And she's like, well, we did that for Asa. I was like, Asa's beloved.
I'm going to punch you in your mouth.
I am the worst thing going today. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. That actually happened. She got mad at me. But she did that, and so I bought Christmas gifts with that money, and I did. I got some great gifts. I was very happy. Mm-hmm. But what I didn't realize when I budgeted it all out was that on the next set of payments, the payment dates changed with the checks we got. So now some of the payments that were for the second check of the month are now on the first check of the month, and now I'm over budget. Mm-hmm. So now I'm going to be late on some payments. It's not terrible,
right?
But it's still frustrating,
yeah.
And it's my own fault. Mm-hmm. But at least on Christmas Day, because Christmas, again, very important to me, it's my mother. If I got anything from my mother, it's the love of giving people things, because mm-hmm. I legitimately don't want anything for Christmas. Like, I know everyone says that, mm-hmm. but I legitimately don't. I don't care if people get me gifts. I just want to get other people stuff to make them happy. That's all I want.
That's how I am. Like, I love getting people stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm particularly great at it, but I like being able to like pick up, like even if it's just like little stuff.
Yeah. But like, I like to see people happy.
Yeah. I like to be able to like do that. Cause it's just like, I'm not always good about like talking to people or communicating how I feel. Yeah. So,
or being there.
Here's a trinket. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like, so here's like a Funko Pops are great.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, hey, I know that there's a franchise that you like, and here's the thing of a thing that you like, and please just know that I'm trying.
You mentioned the T-1000 like last year, and I saw one. I was like, I'll get Ace of this for Christmas. And then you open it up, and the look on your face is like, why'd you get me this? And I had to, and then it dawned on you that you would talk about it. You're like, oh, yeah.
No, yeah, because it seemed like such a random thing.
It was such
small
thing.
But it was like a bit. It was like there was, I don't even remember what it was.
I don't either.
I just remember that there was some sort of bit about the T-1000.
Yeah.
And it was also about those, like it was those brand of toys.
The reaction toys, I think, wasn't it?
It's the ones where it's like, hey, so remember how terrible toys were in the 70s?
Reaction.
Let's get them again because we would always joke about them.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was confused at first and then it dawned on me. But yeah, I just unpacked that and I was like, oh. Because I just remember it came from you, and I was like, oh, I like this.
Yeah, and so Christmas is mostly saved. I just have to get through the next couple of months. But maybe, mm-hmm. you know what? Maybe big things are going to happen in the future, mm-hmm. and money trouble won't be as big of an issue anymore. I fully plan, unless things change, on...
plans, God laughs.
On leaving the show at some point, leaving the podcast at some point in the future, in the next couple of months, as I do all the time, to devote myself entirely to this one idea that I got that I really think could make, like, not just make me money, but it's what I've always wanted to do. And I want to devote as much time to it as possible. I just haven't jumped the gun yet, because every time I'm about to jump the gun and go, okay, I'm stepping away from all these things that I'm doing now because I want to focus on this, things happen. And it's like, okay, well, now I need to stick around and see how this plays out.
This seems like a bad time to think you're going to step away from everything.
I know. But maybe things will fall through. Who knows? Who knows? Yeah, so we'll see what happens. I don't know where we started.
Good luck with that.
It's hard to get away. And it's not that I even want to, because I love doing the podcast. It's just like we're 4 years into this. None of us are rich at this point. And we have a great fan base.
But we also knew, like,
we never got into this for money.
We didn't start this, like, thinking that we were going to get rich off of it.
And I still don't care if we ever get rich from it. I just like doing it. But at some point, I would like to have money. Mm-hmm. I've come to realize at 37 years old that at some point I would like to stop being poor. Mm-hmm. So I have to do something to get there. Because who knows how many years I got left? I'd like to leave something.
Scratch offs.
Like that fucking guy who won 2 scratch off tickets. He won $1 million on the first one, and he won $1 million on the second one a year or two later. He won twice. He's a multimillionaire because of scratch offs.
He got my win.
I hate that guy. We got about 15 minutes left. Can I share a personal story real quick?
Absolutely not. Let's talk about Legos.
Legos?
I don't know. I just picked some random.
That's something people will be nostalgic for.
No, Legos will never go away.
I feel someday virtual Legos.
Everything's good. Yeah, it's called Minecraft. What?
Yeah, the only way I see I'll be happy with stores going away is if VR becomes so good that you can just pop a headset on and go like virtual shopping online.
It's Ready Player One.
Or Futurama. Like, mm-hmm. I think the same thing. If like you'd be like, hey, meet me at Best Buy, virtual Best Buy. I pop my goggles on and there you are, and we're just walking through these virtual aisles looking at stuff. That'd be cool.
Where are you? I'm in the wrong instance.
Are you on a PvP server? Get out of there!
Oh god. You die in the game, you die in real life.
So a lot of people have asked me about this because they know me personally, and for those of you that know me personally, I am sorry, but I am going to share the story. Something happened to me over the weekend that was so I don't know how to describe it. It was so terrifying that it's still affecting me today, which is how I know that. Well, let me tell the story to begin with. So, and you know about this, right? We've talked about this sort of. Yeah. To give you a little backstory, 2 weeks ago, myself and Tanner and Allie, Ethan, Calvin, the I Want to Believe team, minus Lindsay, who had to work, and Carly McDaniel from Real Rock, from River Radio, we investigated the River radio station for kind of like a I Want to Believe Halloween special. And we're currently going over the evidence, and we'll let you know how all that went. Point is, it was pretty interesting. But what happened afterwards may be the most terrified I've ever been in my life. And I'm not joking around. Here's what happened. It was last Friday night. I believe it was Friday night. Maybe it was Thursday night. It was definitely Friday night. I go to bed at 2:30 in the morning. I stay up late. That's just what I do. I don't like to go to bed early. I don't like to get up early. I'm a late everything. Mm-hmm. I lay myself down. And I wish we were still doing the Halloween shows because this would just fit perfectly for it. But thanks, Ghost, for not being, you know, punctual. I lay myself down at 2:30 to go to bed. Everything's normal. Go to sleep. And I wake up at some unknown time later because, geez, I feel like the ghost is above us right now. I hear this, and this is all 100% true. I'm not making it. This isn't one of those things where there's a twist at the end. I hear this ungodly wailing sound coming from somewhere downstairs. So the way my duplex is, because we're right next to another person, is we have an upstairs and a downstairs. Lindsay and Bob sleep upstairs. Allie and I sleep downstairs, and it's just us. And we have a basement down there, too. It's very big and creepy. Well, I hear this wailing sound coming from downstairs, and I don't know where it is, but it sounds like it's coming somewhere from almost like the basement area, like it's in that general direction because it's kind of far away, but it's so loud that it woke me up. And when I say a wailing sound, I mean it sounds like every ghost you've ever seen in a horror movie, like old school horror movies where they just hear that, that just kind of like, ah, like screaming, almost painful noise. Mm-hmm. And I've always said, and I mean it, that I'm not afraid of ghosts. What I am afraid of are screaming ghosts, because screaming ghosts just scare the hell out of me for some reason. And this wasn't quite screaming. This sounded like a painful, like almost like agony, like this thing was in pain. But I hear it and I don't open my eyes because I'm scared to look, because this sounds close and I've never heard this sound before in my life. And it wasn't just like 3 seconds and it was over. This continued as I was awake, like it never stopped. So I'm sitting there, and I squeeze my eyes shut. My heart is racing.
Because if you can't see you, if you can't see it, you're safe.
Yeah, I'm safe. My heart is pounding. Like, I don't know if that fight or flight response where you've been in a situation where you're afraid and your heart just starts going crazy. That's what my heart did. It started going crazy. I'm laying there. It's pounding. I'm actually scared that like I'm going to have a heart attack because it's beating so fast and so hard. And I just hear this wailing and this wailing. And I keep telling myself, okay, be intelligent. This is nothing. It's a fan that's squeaking. It's the vents because, you know, it's getting colder. Maybe the heat kicked on and there's something squeaking in the vents. Mm-hmm. It's whatever. Well, then I start hearing movement in the hallway behind me, and I can't tell if it's in the room or not, but it's definitely in the hallway, like something's moving around in it. And about that time, as I'm trying to convince myself that this is nothing, all of a sudden the wailing gets closer and it's louder. So it sounds like it's moved from could be like in the basement to almost at the front door of my bedroom. And at that point, when it changes and it gets closer, Allie wakes up and she sits up in bed, and I'm like, what are you doing in my bed? This is crazy. But once we got past that, I asked her, did you hear that? And she said, yes. And she looks like, I could hardly see her because it's mostly dark in the room, but she looks surprised. And then she lays back down and just falls asleep immediately.
Mm-hmm. So she also has no recollection of any of this happening.
Doesn't remember it. At this point, I can still hear the wailing. So I grab my phone because I lay it right next to me in bed, and I text the group chat, which is Asa, me, Asa, Dalton, Hunter, Tanner, Cody, and I think that's it, right? Did I miss anybody? I think that's it. Jesse.
Yeah, I was going to say, are you doing Jesse. A bit?
No. So I message them and I say, so this is what's going on. I check my phone. It's like 3:45 in the morning. So it's been about an hour since I went to bed. I said, I hear this wailing. It sounds like the scariest thing I've ever heard. And if they find me like the ring, you know, my face all stretched out because I'm so scared and I died, I want you guys to know what happened. I put my phone back down. I'm still hearing this and I'm just wide awake and I'm scared. And I'll never forgive myself for not going to look. Like, I regret that so much now, mm-hmm. that I finally kind of maybe had an opportunity to see something legitimate, like smoking gun, and I was so scared I couldn't go look. But I'm awake, I'm wide awake, my heart's pounding, I'm sweating because I'm so scared, and I told myself, well, I'm up now, I'm never going to fall asleep, I'm so scared. And the next thing I remember is I woke up and it was 9:00. Like, so I checked first thing I did was check my phone because I thought, was I dreaming? And sure enough, there's the message in the group chat of, hey, this is what I'm hearing. Mm-hmm. And I know that I didn't dream it. I know I didn't dream it. So what was it? I don't know. I haven't heard it since. But here's how much it's affected me. I have not been able to sleep for the past 2-3 nights because every time I lay down, my heart starts racing again because I'm scared it's going to happen. It's gotten better. The first night I was up till after 4 because I was too scared to go to sleep. And I want to give a shout out to a couple people. Mimi, JR, you remember old buddy JR?
Yeah.
Ethan, Craig Miles. I think Tanner, maybe not Tanner. No, Tanner wasn't there. There was one other person, August, all these people that I messaged at between 2:30 to 4 something in the morning, cause I was too scared to go to sleep and they were trying to talk me down. Every night's gotten a little better, but every night I still freak out as soon as I lay down. So I set up a recorder last night and I recorded the entire night to see if I caught anything. And unfortunately, all I caught was the sound of Allie snoring and then the sound of me snoring and then Allie snoring once again. You could tell the difference on them. One's much louder. So that's the story. I genuinely think I experienced something so terrifying that I can't sleep properly now. And it's what kills me is I don't know what it was. I am 100% okay with it not being paranormal.
Right. Because I don't know what.
Because
my question is, if it was a ghost or a spirit or something, why would it be there?
Yeah. Especially now. I've been there 4 months. Why now?
Yeah.
The only thing I could think of, and it was a thought that I think it was Zach. I think it was Zach Kurgis. He was the other person I was talking to. He said, do you think something followed you from River Radio, possibly? Because we were messing with a Ouija board. Mm-hmm. I don't believe in Ouija boards. Right. I just don't. But then I thought, well, shit, Zach. I wasn't until you said it.
Because my first thought was cat, like it was a cat howling,
right,
or something.
Which cat was laying on top of her? Because mm-hmm. I remember seeing the cat. Because I also thought, anytime I hear a noise, my first thought is, what the fuck is their cat doing? Because her cat's an asshole. Mm-hmm. So I look, her cat is kind of awake and looking around. So I'm assuming the cat heard it too. Mm-hmm. And this is also, I can't vouch 100% that it wasn't the cat, mm-hmm. but I'm positive it wasn't the cat.
Also, have you talked to your neighbors?
No. And that was the thought that I had.
Because that was what I would like immediately go to, is it's your neighbors are either watching something or
so
loud sex.
The neighbors, there's an old woman mm-hmm. that lives up there, and I see her occasionally. And my first thought as I'm trying to rationalize it was, could it have been her? Like, maybe she was in pain mm-hmm. and she was just moaning and whatever. But
have you seen her since?
Yes.
Okay. I was going to say, because like, ooh, that might actually be a really sad story. Yeah.
But I've never heard that sound before. Like, I hear my neighbors sometimes. I can sometimes hear muffled talking.
Well, when you say you hear them a lot, like upstairs. Well,
when I say that, I mean I hear stomping.
Yeah.
But this wasn't stomping. This mm-hmm. was just, I wish I could replicate what I heard mm-hmm. because it was terrifying. Like, it sounded so ghostly. It sounded ghostly. And I'm not making any of this up. I'm not doing this for attention. I would never make these kind of claims if I wasn't sure. But, like, I heard something that I've never heard before, and I haven't heard since. I've been waiting for the heat to kick on and to come back. I've been waiting for some sound mm-hmm. that I can go, oh, that kind of sounds like it. Maybe I was imagining the rest. Mm-hmm. This was a one-time thing. Haven't heard it since. I have no clue what it is, and it still freaks me out.
Because, like, and the other thing is, you saying you haven't heard it since is if they are, and because you say that, like, your neighbors are up, like, ungodly hours.
Thank God, too, because last night I couldn't. Oh, no, it was the night after. Mm-hmm. I was laying up and I couldn't sleep because I was scared.
Right.
Which is weird to say. I haven't been scared since I was a kid, man. Mm-hmm. But Bob is asleep. Lindsay's asleep. I was asleep. And when everyone's asleep, you feel alone. Mm-hmm. I feel like, oh, God, I'm the only one up. It's going to kill me. And at 4 a.m, I heard my neighbor start walking around upstairs. Mm-hmm. And I thought, thank God, someone's awake. And I just laid down and went to bed. I actually was happy.
It was that comforting loud
yeah,
noise.
For once.
Because Lindsay thought, because you said Lindsay thought she heard like boxes moving.
Yeah. So the next morning, I didn't tell anybody what happened yet. And I asked Allie if she remembered anything from the night before, and she did not. Mm-hmm. So I went to Lindsay and I said, hey, did you hear anything weird this morning or last night? And she said that she and the cat heard what sounded like boxes moving around in our basement. Mm-hmm. She said it sounded like stuff sliding across the ground. Mm-hmm. And it was loud enough, and this was like 6-7 a.m, it was loud enough that our cat walked over and was like staring down at the vent because it was so obvious. Eventually Bob and I went down there and looked, and nothing looked out of place except for my boxing bag. Mm-hmm. My boxing bag I keep straight against the wall. So like there's bars that go behind it, and I put it flush against the wall mm-hmm. and it was turned. Mm-hmm. But I cannot swear to you that I didn't punch it one night and turn it.
And it rotated right. or it got moved. Like you had to like move it out of the way to get to something else or something right. like that.
So if I can't say something's 100%, I don't include it.
Because think of like when you move a metal chair across, like is the floor in your basement carpeted or is it like concrete?
Concrete.
So if it's something like metal being drug, or if like your neighbor was moving something and it was making, you know, that could make that.
Couldn't be the neighbor. Couldn't be. The way our house is set up mm-hmm. is Lindsay is not above them at all. It's just our basement.
Okay.
So it can't be the neighbor. The boxing bag is placed on mats on the floor. So if someone moved the boxing bag on the mats, it would not make a clanging sound. It would be more like, you know, shh kind of thing.
Okay.
But I'm not trying to say this is paranormal. I'm really not. But it felt so paranormal that I feel like it can't be. Because in all the years that I've been looking for ghosts, I've never had anything this extraordinary happen to me. And I honestly didn't think anything this extraordinary could happen. Like, even when we went to River Radio and we investigated, and I got noises, and there's maybe a couple could be EVPs. Calvin got this really weird thing where he was talking, and all of a sudden you hear a hiss, mm-hmm. like a straight up like, hiss, which wasn't there, shouldn't have been there. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no reason. But that stuff's so minor mm-hmm. that it's like, okay, yes, I heard a knock behind me. It could just be a pipe,
yeah.
you know? But this was so real and it was so extraordinary. It feels fake. And I haven't been able to find it since. And that's driving me mad because I want it to happen again. So I can either tell myself, okay, that's what it was. No need to worry. Or if it really is something paranormal, this could be the thing.
Are you mentally prepared to let a ghost get you pregnant?
No. I've seen
because you know that's how this story ends.
I've seen, what is that movie with Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger? The sequel to Twins, what was it called?
Mr. Mom?
No, I think that was Michael Keaton.
No, yeah, that was definitely Michael Keaton.
What the hell was the name of that?
I'm just going to Google pregnant Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, God. You're going to get some weird results probably.
And I really wish I should. I really need to be doing.
Yeah, don't do
junior.
Images. Junior. Yeah,
junior.
Yeah.
I didn't even need to. The autofill got me.
The autofill got you pregnant. I put in the group chat a couple days ago that I was so scared. And I was. Like, again, I haven't been this scared since I was a kid. And Hunter said, you know, homeboy, you can't go looking for these things and then freak out when you find it.
Yeah.
And he's right. And I'm kicking myself because you always see the ghost hunters and ghost adventures, especially ghost adventures, mm-hmm. when they see something or find something, they freak out and run. Mm-hmm. And I always thought, dude, you're looking for this. Why are you going to freak out when you find it?
Yeah.
Well, now I've had that moment where mm-hmm. something happened that I can't explain in such a big way. And I sat there with my eyes clenched with the blanket up on me thinking, please, God, don't see me.
You could have opened your eyes and saw the bent neck lady.
Holy shit, I didn't want that image in my head.
Sleep well.
Because in my head, it was just going to be a woman kind of like Scooby-Doo style, just kind of leaning forward going like...
Just a sheet with the eye holes cut out.
And instead, it's this chick with her neck bent.
It's Lindsay throwing you a bone. Just like, yeah, ghosts. Ooh, spooky.
You should be happy. Welcome back. But then she steps on the sheet and falls.
Oh. Oh my god.
Ghost, are you okay?
No, that's a movie I want to see now, of someone pretending to be a ghost, falls, like breaks their neck, but now they, like, the ghost takes on the form of what they looked like when they died. So now it actually is a ghost just with a bed sheet and the eye holes cut out.
And when people see it, they don't believe it.
Yeah.
There's like, oh, great ghost costume. And it's just like, whoa.
Did you see the comic of it's like a ghost at a library? And he's like, how to haunt, haunting 101, beginner's guide to haunting. And he's like going through these books and he's just like throw. He's like, no, this isn't it. This isn't it. And then the last panel is people like running in terror at these books just flying out of nowhere.
There's a video I saw a long time ago. I wish I could find it. But it was like we set up a camera in our baby's room because we kept seeing these things and we caught a ghost on camera. So it's just a camera up in like the corner and you see a crib and all of a sudden like it's quiet. And then somebody in a sheet walks out and like stumbles into the crib and falls down. And mm-hmm. then it just says, did you see it? And then
yeah.
like circles it. Mm-hmm. All right. We got to get out of here. But my question for you guys is, and I know you can't tell me because you weren't there, but what do you think? Like, what do you think about this?
Oh, you
were
inviting yourself to just a million. Well, this is what it actually is.
And I want to know their theories because I am not lying when I say that I will probably not sleep well tonight either because this is legitimately scared me. Like, this is shaking me.
And I kind of messed with it there too, so I apologize.
Yeah, because now I'm going to fucking think of the bent neck. Any ghost that was in my head was not as creepy as that. And now whenever if I hear it wailing again, my first thought is going to be, I'm going to go see if it needs help.
There you go. Well, that will be the kick in the pants to go and investigate it. Instead of laying there.
Well, you know what my fear was? My legitimate fear was that I would open my eyes and it would be right there in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm starting to think that you can die of fear. I think you actually can die of fear because your heart just hits too hard. Mm-hmm. And
you know how you do that? You know how you get rid of that, though?
What's that?
You get, same thing with the shower monster.
How do you?
Like when you close your eyes in the shower.
Yeah.
And it's, you just wave your hands in front of your face and then you, as you're opening them.
Oh, it goes?
Yeah, because it's ethereal, so you dispel the mist. So then you just open your eyes and there's like mist there.
And then if
it reforms, you actually see it instead of, you know, instead of just opening your eyes. Ah.
That's the thing, is you don't want that shock of opening your eyes.
So you just like so what you do is you're under the covers, you know, you're bundled up. You keep your eyes closed, pull down the covers a little bit so you can free your arms.
Mist.
And then you start waving.
And then the ghost.
That's also why I sleep with the Office reruns going, because they're too distracted by the antics of Michael Scott to
boo you.
Yeah, to be spooky.
All right, so I have two questions legitimately before we get out of here. For people listening and for, well, not for you because we've talked about it. Mm-hmm. First question.
You don't care about my input. It's cool.
No, I value it. First question is, what do you think it was? Like, do you think it was a ghost? Do you have an explanation for me that I haven't thought of? Please let me know, because I'm dead serious. This is not a joke. This is not a bit. Mm-hmm. This actually happened. Two, and this is a question for them and you, mm-hmm. is what if it was you and you were in that situation? What would you think you would have done? If you had woken up in your apartment and mm-hmm. you heard, and I wish I could just accurately replicate how it sounded, because it sounded like the ghostliest ghostly cry, and it was loud that I've ever heard in my life. If you woke up and that was going on, what do you think you would have done?
See, that I have a problem with that question on a fundamental level, because it's the Mike Tyson thing of everyone's got a plan until you get punched in the mouth.
Right.
It's so easy for me to be like, oh, I'd get up, I'd grab my tennis racket, and I'd be like, what's going on?
Yeah.
But in reality, like, especially someone who is not a believer, like, I would just be like, what? I would probably call the cops, because it sounds like one of my neighbors is dying.
Right.
And, like, that's where my brain would go, is like, holy shit, is someone in trouble? Do I need to, like, call someone? Because, I mean, I'm not a man. I'm not going to confront that. Why? You
know, what if the tennis racket's
it's
not
easy
right
to make
there?
Fun of. It's easy to make fun of you, because yeah. It didn't happen to me.
Right.
I understand my lot in life here.
I often wonder what would happen if I ever came legitimately face to face with a ghost. Like, mm-hmm. And I'm not talking about a knock or a noise, but if I legitimately came face to face with an apparition.
Like full body apparition,
what would I do? Or what would anyone do? You know, what would Jesse do? Jesse's a non-believer. But if Jesse woke up in the middle of the night, walked into his kitchen, and it's straight up PT where the thing's just standing there under a light, like, what would you do? And I leave that question to you guys as we head out of here. What would you do? All right, that's going to do it for us tonight here on Mr. 100, the Five-Star Man. We want to thank you guys for tuning in, of course. We'll be back tomorrow with Pro Wrestling Unscripted. We got a lot to talk about. Maybe not a lot to talk about, but we'll talk about
it. We got some major things to talk about, including some just like the amount of misinformation, again,
mechanical,
that gets spread of it was an armed hostage situation. Like, well, no, like it wasn't that.
But what the hell was it? Was it the ghost? Did the ghost get in the plane?
It was all the hopes and dreams of people hoping that they could get to SmackDown on time.
Aw. Take that, Luke Harper. And we're going to use you anyway. All right. That's tomorrow on PW. Thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow. And until then, man, watch your houses. Because them ghosts, they coming. They coming for everybody. I've been warning you for years. Good night.